So the question was asked, when a ger has to date, when a ger is up to dating, can he expect, what can he expect? So let's begin with the Torah. The Torah says, we have a special mitzvot of showing affinity for a ger. We have all the regular mitzvot of being kind to our fellow man, and then some. And then we have to quote what Rabbi Wein says, that we cannot confuse Jews with Judaism. Judaism is the ideal, and Jews are supposed to live up to the ideal. There are areas where we'd like to say that Jews are doing a better job than they really are. One of those areas is in a person's perspective to gerim. Unfortunately, there are communities where gerim encounter not such nice treatment. We wouldn't expect that to be the case. It shouldn't be the case. It's wrong. It's no different than a person eating pork on Shabbos. Just like a person is prohibited from eating pork, a person is prohibited from hurting his fellow man, and even more prohibited from hurting a ger. We have a mitzvah to love a ger. You understand what that means? It means if I love my neighbor, it's fine. If I love a ger, I'm performing many, many more mitzvot. I have a mitzvah to show him extra kindness, to do extra favors, to go beyond the call of duty. And when Chazal described to us what the Garden of Eden, what the world to come is like, so there's a special room for gerim. They have a special floor. You know, we, the average Jew, has to work hard to get to the first floor. Forget the second floor or the third floor. The gerim, they have their special floor way high up there, just because they became gerim. So, in truth, the way it should be is that a person looks at it and says, what a fantastic person. Unfortunately, people don't always look at it that way. And in all fairness, there's also a certain fear of the unknown. A person doesn't know where a person's coming from. And it's within our reach to change that. Meaning, we had a guy who became a ger and dated a girl, and things were going good. And then she called me up and said, I like him, but he's a ger. I said, then don't marry him. So she said, what do you mean? I said, if you could take the strongest point, the point that is the most admirable aspect of this person's personality, and tell me but, and look at it as a fault, then you don't deserve him. Marry someone else. He'll get a better girl. I didn't tell her that. He'll get a good girl. He'll get a girl that appreciates him. He did nothing wrong. He did everything right. This girl sat down and worked on herself and said, you know, I'm wrong. He's an admirable person. He did something admirable. She's an admirable girl. And she sat down and thought about it and said, there's no reason I should look at it that way. And spent quite a while thinking about where it stemmed from that she approached it this way. She had dated a very positive ger, and there was no problem. Everything went fine. But she had an issue where she was wrong, not he, and she was willing to recognize it. And after a few months, she came back and said, do me a favor, set us up again. Not all people are as admirable as this girl. She was willing to hear and say, you know, he's right. There's nothing wrong with the person. He's a fantastic guy. And then they didn't match. But that's a cycle. I mean, it's not. but I'm just saying, today she'll happily date a ger, because she thought about it, and she thought about, where does it come from? Why do I approach things this way? That's amazing. You know, most of us are not willing to change our attitudes. It's sad. It shouldn't be this way. But we have to be realistic. And why is it worth knowing this in advance? First of all, because if a person was thinking of becoming a ger, so he'll get a good shidduch, so he might be better off not becoming a ger. You have no promise you'll get married. Rus became a giyores when she thought that no one would marry her. At that point, the halacha wasn't clear whether you could marry Amoni v'lo Amonit, Moavi v'lo Moavit. The Targum says that that's what Boaz told her the first time they met at the field. But that means that when Ruth became Gioris, she thought she'd be an old maid, never having kids and never getting married. Most of us cannot live life that way. Most of us, if we're faced with the option of being married as a Jew or single as a single as a Jew or married as a non-Jew, well, it might be a better route. We never encourage anyone to become a ger. We will work with every ger to do our best to find them a good shidduch, and we'll do our best, but that doesn't mean we'll succeed. No one can promise anyone anything. At the end of the day, you happen to be in a community, the Dati Lumi world, which judges people based on who they are. In other communities, it is more difficult because there's much more question of where do you come from, who are your parents, what community are you from, etc. In the Dati Lumi world, you guys have it relatively easy because I know when I give the class and I say, check out who the kids' parents are, the guy or the girl you're being set up with, so I get a lot of flack for that. Like, girls will call me up and say, why do you tell me to check out the guy? If he checked me out, you know what he'd hear about my parents? I don't want him to know that. Why? I'm not going to check him, and he shouldn't check me. Okay. You know, I still think you should know who you're dating. We also have to remember that there's also a certain basis for it, just like a person who's chozer b'tshuva, a person has less of a basis. David, I saved you a piece in the office. There is a certain weakness, the fact that a person doesn't have the background. He doesn't know. Like Rus, as pious as she is, she goes out to the field and she's hanging out with the guys. Her mother-in-law, Naomi, says, no, you go with the girls. But she came from a world where it was perfectly normal that the male men harvesting, she's hanging around them, even though she's very modest. The way she bends down and the way she collects, she does everything in accordance with halacha. But she's still missing something of the spirit. And in that regard, you guys have what to gain if you date someone who grew up in an Orthodox home, because there's a certain feel for halacha which a person gets because he grew up in an Orthodox home. And a person who's chozer b'tshuva or a person who is a ger is not going to have that feel. And that's something which everyone can gain from. So bottom line, in answer to your question, there shouldn't be, but unfortunately you might encounter that there is. It's not insurmountable. We have gerim getting married all the time. You guys know that. You see the invitations out there. On the other hand, that doesn't mean there's a guarantee that any one of us will succeed. We will try, and we hope that a person will be successful. Our goal is that everyone gets married and builds a good Jewish home. A lot of it depends on who the person is. Meaning a lot of it depends on you. But not all of it. Not all of it. There definitely is a certain element of hardship, whether we like it or not. And there's no denying that. There are girls who don't care.
Who don't what?
Who don't care. That doesn't make any one iota of a difference to them. There are girls like that too. But there are also many girls who do. I didn't give you the answer you wanted to hear. But I got to be fair with you.
Thanks, Rabbi. Also, do you have to mention that you're a ger? Like, is it necessary? Or can you keep it secret? Just wondering.
How would you feel if the girl kept it secret from you?
Actually, it wouldn't really mind me. But I'm a different person. I'm not like, because I'm also, like, you know, in the process. So
I think each person should consult with his local Orthodox rabbi. Meaning, there are. Let's leave it at that.
No, it can be grounds for divorce right away. You lie going up to the marriage.
I don't think he meant going into marriage. I think he meant going into the first date. You didn't mean get married without mentioning it. He meant the first date. Yeah. On this point, there's something else. Okay, but I need your grounds.